Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking about health and wellness, but more specifically about self-awareness. My guest today is an authority on self-image, consulting, interior design, and meditation for over 15 years. In addition, Deborah O'Brien is the author of Bliss Behind the Mask, a personal memoir of her life story and her journey towards pill and alcohol addiction. But she is as vibrant as the day is long sitting in front of me today. Deborah O'Brien, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. That was a beautiful introduction.
Oh, thank you. Well, it is who you are. And for those of you who are listening that may remember your last name, Toll, Deborah Toll and McDonald. Right. Okay. You were known. You have five children, right?
Yes.
So McDonald was your name when you had the kids and going to the schools and doing all that stuff.
That's right.
Did you ever do PTA stuff?
No.
No. Yeah. Me neither. So now you are a resident of Falmouth.
Yes.
How long have you been living there?
Well, we've been in Falmouth since 1979.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Long time. So you weren't born there?
No, I was born in Lowell, Mass. I grew up in Chelmsford.
Okay.
But as a young girl, we had a summer home on the Cape. So we came to the Cape every summer and lived in Falmouth.
Okay. All right. And so you raised your family in Falmouth?
Yes.
Okay.
Not right away.
Mm-hmm.
It was... a few years after maybe my oldest was 8 when we came back to Falmouth.
Okay. All right. And you have five children.
Yes.
I can't believe you have five children. I have four. That's a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot to handle. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your personal story with me and the listeners today. We're really going to hopefully do some educating today.
Yes.
And I appreciate you sharing your story. Before we get into all of that, you also did some modeling.
Yes.
Now, how did you get into that?
Well, you know, as a little girl, a lot of local charities would have fashion shows, and they'd always ask my mother to have me model.
Oh.
And I just got into it like that. So when I became a teenager, I actually started modeling professionally.
Okay. Uh-huh. Wow. All right. Now, your childhood memories, though.
Yes.
Getting back to the book, the reason you're here today, because you do some interior design consulting. You do some personal style consulting.
Yes.
You mostly do meditation.
That's
and
right.
Teach meditation. But today we're talking about your book.
Yes.
Okay. So Bliss Behind the Mask. And if you have any interest in any of those other things, you can go to unveilingyourself.com. Love the website.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I'm so glad.
Love the name. So now, how did alcohol play a role in your childhood when you were growing up?
Well, I grew up in a family of lots of alcoholics. I always say alcohol didn't really run in our family. It galloped.
Oh, my God.
And we galloped. My mother was one of 12 children.
Wow.
And all the relatives used to hang out at our house all the time.
Oh, okay.
So there was always lots of singing and drinking and eating and just lots of fun. And alcohol was always a part of our life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, so when was it clear to you that you actually had an addiction?
Oh, it didn't occur to me for a long, long time because I thought it was normal to drink like that.
Oh, because it was always around.
It was always around me.
Mm.
And it wasn't until I got into deep trouble years later
Okay.
That I realized I was addicted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been sober for how long?
24 years.
24 years. And so when you were, is there a time that you actually sort of carve out that you were an alcoholic during a very specific time period? Or you just kind of know, I don't know how I'm asking this question.
When I was young, I started drinking very, very young because mm-hmm. I was allowed to drink at home.
Mm-hmm.
My family thought it would be better if I drank at home than to go out with my friends and drink. So I could always have...
Are they European?
No.
No?
No. But okay. They just didn't, you know, they didn't want me going out in the car, driving and drinking. Mm-hmm. So they said, you know, it's just not going to be a big deal if you can drink at home. Maybe you won't feel like drinking when you go out.
I get the theory. Mm-hmm. I get the theory because we've let our kids have a sip here and there.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Right.
You know, just to let them, you know, if you're curious, you know, we're here.
Right.
You know, we're your parents. It's a safe place.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it was a little too...
It was a little much for me because yeah. It was when I was just a little girl and would be out to dinner, I couldn't wait when my mother and father would get their Manhattans. I couldn't wait for that little cherry that was in the drink.
Oh.
And I loved the taste of that.
Mm.
Mm. You know, I just loved, not the cherry, I loved the taste of the alcohol.
That was inside.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what happens with any... You
yes,
know,
it was
olives.
Like sitting mm-hmm. there for a while. So I had a taste for alcohol right from the start.
Mm.
And when I turned 16, my father bought me my first bottle of Jim Beam.
Oh, my gosh.
And I used to have a little drink at night sometimes before I'd go to bed if
wow.
I wanted to make sure I'd have a good night's sleep.
Oh, jeez. At 16.
And so I was using alcohol sort of like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we joke in our house, it's self-medication.
Well, exactly. I mean,
but we're talking about a real addiction, not versus being immature.
Right.
You know, there's a difference, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, when I was modeling, sometimes I'd have just a little... to take that edge off so that I would be uninhibited in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I was always finding ways that alcohol could help
served
me.
A purpose.
I could go out and have a great time without drinking. I didn't need to drink to have fun.
Yeah.
But I did need to drink to...
do other
take
things.
Take away anxiety or stress.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And that's what happens when you're reaching for it.
Yes.
That when you're reaching for the substance, it's because you're trying to escape something else.
Yes.
Mm. Now, for a long time, you didn't want to write the book.
Oh, I was so embarrassed, you know, about my life. I just didn't want to go back there. Mm. I knew I should share my story.
Could.
I could.
Yeah, let's not
yeah.
should on anybody, right?
Yeah.
But you knew you wanted to share your story.
I did.
And it was possible to do so.
Right.
But at the beginning, when it first occurred to you, you were sort of like, you were ashamed?
Yes, I was ashamed. And also, I didn't want to embarrass my children. They're
yeah.
grown now, you know,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
or for them to have to go back down that memory lane.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't always pleasant for them growing up.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And now Bliss Behind the Mask is the name of the book, and people can get it where?
Well, Eight Cousins in Falmouth carries it
okay.
at the Market Bookstore in Mashpee
mm-hmm.
and Titcomb's Bookstore in Sandwich.
Okay. How about Yellow Umbrella?
No.
No,
no.
I like that store.
Well, I have to go down there.
There you go. No, but they also can get it online on Amazon.
Yes.
And Kindle version as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Balboa Press online. Barnes & Noble online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Many places online you can get Bliss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now we got to go to a break. But
okay.
Before we go, what do you love now about being a writer?
Oh, it's just so exciting when people will, when I walk into a room and someone will meet me and they'll say, oh, you're the author.
Oh, that's just, so sweet, right?
I love it.
Oh, it's very empowering.
It is.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to a quick break, but I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Deborah O'Brien. She is the author of Bliss Behind the Mask, and you can also find her at unveilingyourself.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
To honor and challenge others to question so they live their truth. That is the core belief behind Nikki Pakula's integrated body work at Seed of Changes. Do you deeply want to make a change, shift your old limiting beliefs, and are you open to listening to what your body is trying to tell you? The remote or in-person integrated body work that Nikki helps her clients with is especially for spiritual seekers and their animal companions. Ready to feel healthier, more energized, connected, and centered? Take the first step. Contact Nikki Pakula at seedofchanges.com today.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Deborah O'Brien, and she is the author of Bliss Behind the Mask, and you can go to unveilingyourself.com. What a great name of a website. I love it.
Thank you.
Now tell me, did you have anyone to turn to when you were going and struggling?
Oh, you know, there was everyone to turn to, but I didn't want to turn to anyone.
You didn't want to?
No, I wasn't ready to stop drinking. Even right at the end, I didn't want to let go of my drinking, and I just couldn't reach out to anyone. I just kind of...
Did you not feel safe? Did you not feel... You didn't want to let it go.
Right. I did not want to stop drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and nothing in life is easy.
No.
But taking the longer road...
Yes.
...is always easier in the long run. So, you know, the short fix is not gonna, it seems easier. It
does, but in my case, I had to hit bottom.
Mm.
And I hit bottom a few times and continued to drink.
Mm.
But it wasn't until the last time that I was able to stop drinking.
And that was the time that you found yourself in the hospital.
Yes.
And you tell me, you were diagnosed with an acute overdose.
Yes, I had taken theophylline, which was a medication for asthma, with drinking around the clock.
Oh my God!
And when I OD'd on that, when I got to Falmouth Hospital, there was nothing they could do for me. The doctor just
but hope.
Oh no, my doctor was like crying, and he said, Deborah, you're dying, and there's nothing we can do for you. And he said, but you know, if you could survive the helicopter ride, if you could live long enough to get to Boston, there was a machine there that could filter your blood, And it's a slim chance, but you might survive that.
Oh, my God.
So I...
And you said yes?
Yes, sure.
Obviously.
And off we went to Boston on that quick helicopter ride. And as I looked out the helicopter window, I was looking down on Cape Cod. It was so beautiful that morning. And I was dying. And
you were conscious enough, though?
I was conscious enough to see that sight. And I really thought it would be the last time I'd see Cape Cod.
Wow.
Yeah. But when I got to the hospital, they started the procedure right away. And they kept feeding me this horrible charcoal. And it was, like, thick, like cement.
Well, did they want you to vomit?
Yes.
Okay.
But they didn't really want me to vomit. They wanted it to get into my blood so it could filter the blood.
Oh, that was the filtering.
Yes.
Okay.
But I kept vomiting, so they had to keep giving me more.
Oh,
the more
geez.
I vomit, the more they'd have to give me. And it was so awful.
Oh, my God.
But we got through that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I started getting really shaky. And then after like a few minutes, the shaking got really bad. I started having tremors. And before I knew it, I was like having violent tremors.
Hmm.
And the doctor said it was DTs. And that's called delirium tremors.
Oh.
And it's like convulsions, but mm-hmm. so violent. It took four men to hold me down.
You are like the size of my pinky finger.
I know. They couldn't believe the strength I had because it was like this power inside. I just was unleashing, and I was like a wild, caged up person.
Wow.
And I was put in shackles and tied down.
What? Can you tell me what year this was?
This was 1991.
Wow.
And those tremors got so violent that I actually had a heart attack.
Mm.
So after that, my liver collapsed. Hmm. And one kidney shut down and a lung stopped working. And, I was just waiting to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what happened? What was that turning point?
Well, I was lying there waiting to die.
You waited. You waited.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it was a strange thing that happened while I was just waiting there. I wanted to pray, but I couldn't really form the words in my mind because mm-hmm. I was so out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept hearing, "Thy will be done," in my head.
Hmm.
And those words kept going through my head like a broken record.
Hmm.
And, you know, listening to those words, "Thy will be done," somehow I surrendered.
Wow.
And that was, you know, the beginning. And after that surrender...
That's pretty powerful.
It was so beautiful. It just felt so good.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, I noticed my breathing was so calm and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It felt wonderful.
Wow.
And I never had any good breathing before because I used to smoke and drink like crazy, you know, so I was always short of breath.
So you quit smoking too when you came out of the hospital?
No, I continued to smoke for another year.
Mm.
But
only a year, though.
Mm-hmm. But that breathing was so amazing. It felt like somebody else was breathing for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was what did it.
Yes.
You wanted to breathe.
I
and
wanted
live.
To breathe.
You wanted to live.
And then I was just listening to the sound of my breath, and somehow it calmed all my mind. You know, I had this voice in my head for so many years, a tormenting voice. It was the alcohol voice inside me,
mm-hmm.
and it always was saying these terrible things to me constantly.
Yeah.
You know, it just never stopped. So while I was lying there, I noticed there was silence. And I was like,
oh.
I almost didn't recognize what it was, that silence. I hadn't heard silence for so long.
Hmm.
And I knew then that the alcohol voice in me had died.
Wow.
And I knew then that I was going to live.
Hmm.
And all of a sudden, the strange thing happened was I felt like stillness all around me.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I knew that stillness around me was me, the eternal me. And then...
And it was calm.
It was so calm. And all of a sudden, I realized I was having this little tingling in my fingers and some tingling in my toes. And the tingling got bigger until it was like a vibration in my stomach. And then when that vibration reached my heart, it felt like my heart was going to burst with gratitude, because I knew to be alive was such a miracle. I knew there was no way I could express the joy I was feeling. I just felt like it was going to burst out of me.
Now, you were very lucky to have all of those experiences to be able to pull yourself out of your addiction.
Yes.
You saved your own life, basically.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for somebody that has a person in their lives that is really struggling, what they can do? Because you don't want to say anything and maybe have the other person, you know, put their walls up and walk away, or you want to keep lines of communication open.
Yes, but sometimes that's really hard.
Yeah.
And you know, I think...
You can't really push anything on people.
No, but you know what? I think you should. I mean,
you got to keep trying.
Don't be afraid.
You got to keep trying.
You keep trying. And I think everyone that's in that boat with someone they love should just go and do an intervention. You know?
Together. With everyone that the person loves.
Get some people from the family and surround that person with love. Tell that person how much you love them. Mm. Don't criticize them for what they're doing.
Yeah, focus on the love.
The love.
And focus on the strength and the relationship and the past and the memories and the good stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, we have to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Deborah O'Brien, and she's the author of Bliss Behind the Mask. And you can find her at unveilingyourself.com. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If the idea of cleaning your home is unpleasant or you just can't find the time, the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company is here for you. Their friendly employees are hardworking and dedicated to exceeding your expectations. At the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company, they conveniently service the South Shore and Cape Cod. They can accommodate cleaning for you weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or even help you with a special one-time cleaning. Email Claudia at thesistersmaid@gmail.com or call 508-360-4255 4892 today.
Are you looking to purchase a home or refinance? One of the biggest misconceptions about mortgage lending is that it doesn't matter where you go, but service and outcome do matter. Stacy Jordan with Benchmark Mortgage and Equal Housing Opportunity, license number 23543, has built a solid reputation for over 16 years. Where there are multiple offers on a property, Benchmark is known for being the respective choice. Let Stacy help you with honest and up-to-date information. Contact her today at stacyjordan.benchmark.us.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
I don't want to be the girl who laughs the loudest, or the girl who never wants to be alone. I'm the only one you know in the world that won't be home. Sun is blinding. I stayed up again. Oh, I'm finding
back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Deborah O'Brien, and she's the author of Bliss Behind the Mask. And, you know, I want to ask you, because that song, I wanted to play that song because she says, how do I feel so good sober?
Yeah.
You know, what was the scariest thing for you about becoming sober?
Oh, the thing that really scared me the most was having to start a whole new life. I knew when I left the hospital, I couldn't go back to my friends.
Oh.
I couldn't hang out with any people
mm-hmm.
I knew.
Yep.
And
you had to have new... Mm-hmm.
And I had to find things to do with myself because drinking was my whole life.
You have to replace the habit.
Yes.
Just like biting your fingernails or smoking or anything.
Right.
You have to replace that habit with something else.
Yes.
So did you replace it with tea? Did
well,
you replace the alcohol with a different beverage?
Well, you know, I found a way to express myself through organizing.
Mm.
I started cleaning out drawers and cleaning out closets and, you know, spending all day, like, going through everything. And I was getting
a clean closet is a clean mind, right? Isn't that what they say? And so you
clutter.
Were cleaning. You it was a metaphor for you.
It was. It really was. I was just decluttering my life. And, you know, I got so good at it. People started asking me to do it for them.
Oh.
And it's so funny. It just came about as a business.
Mm, okay.
I started an organizing business. And it was way back then before people were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of people are doing that now.
Now,
yeah.
Yes.
And so how did you feel good sober? Just like she says in the song, you know, how did you just start to really thrive on sobriety?
Oh, I did. I did. I'd wake up in the morning and just being so grateful.
Mm.
And one time I was listening to Oprah Winfrey show, and she talked about writing in a gratitude journal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I started writing every morning when I was drinking my coffee. I would write in my journal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, starting your day with such a positive way, you know, it just can't, you can't help but be happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, do you think there is a misconception about substance abuse that is out there? Or is there a misconception about sobriety?
Oh, yes. You know, so many people think that, you know, if you're an alcoholic or, you know, addicted to drugs, that you're a low-life dirt ball, and you get such a bad reputation.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things I want to do now is prove that, you know, addiction can come into anybody's family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it
and
doesn't
anybody.
Matter who you are.
And anybody.
That's right. You know, it's everywhere, and it's terrible, terrible.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if someone is listening and they actually may have an addiction, what do you think is the best advice to give?
Well, you know, I think what really works is just getting your mind quiet.
Mm.
It's that crazy voice in your head, the ego, that just tells you need something. It convinces you that you need to take that drug, or that you need to have that pill, or take that drink, or eat that cake, or eat that pie, or, you
know.
And
you know what? And you really, you need to take back the control of the power of you.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
because we have the power, and I know sometimes you do need help.
Yes.
But we really do have the power within us.
Yes.
To not have to take it to that level where we're lying in a hospital bed.
Right.
We don't have to wait.
No, we can do this ourselves. And, you know, it took me waking up on my deathbed to find out how to do it. But now I know everyone can do it, and there's no need to be suffering.
Mm.
You can find the light and the love within yourself.
Mm.
It's right inside of you.
And we just shared over the break, one of the breaks, that really all of those senses you were feeling in your hands and your toes, the tingling, and then in your gut, and then in your heart, you were actually self-meditating.
Yes.
Without even knowing it.
Yes. Today, as I teach meditation, I just marvel at the steps of my meditation practice are the same steps that I went through when I was in the hospital.
And those steps were the tingling fingers, and each stage you were calm.
Yes.
And you were soft.
Uh-huh.
And you listened.
Yes. And that's the secret, I think, is quieting our mind.
Mm.
And once you can quiet your mind, and you can easily if you just bring your attention to your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Just close your eyes for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. And just do it a few times. Just keep your attention on your breath.
Mm-hmm.
And notice how thoughts find it hard to enter your head.
Mm, when you're focusing on the breath.
On the breath.
Hmm.
And so when you feel tempted to pick up a drink, stop and breathe.
Mm.
And just become aware of your breath.
Mm.
And you know, sometimes that urge will just go away when you pay attention to your breath.
And acknowledge the thought and say, okay, I hear you, and I'm moving on.
Right.
And really, you could do that with almost anything.
Anything.
If you're going to yell at your kids, if you're going to try to take a different kind of a drug.
Right.
You can really apply that to anything.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes.
So most of your work today is we talked earlier, about 75% teaching meditation.
Yes.
Okay. And you teach, can you teach remotely, or you teach only in your studio?
I teach in my home, and I also teach in my church.
Mm-hmm.
In the meditation practice that I do, it's a form of finding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find yourself, it's like such a surprise because, you know, you spend all your life pretending to be someone else. I know everyone does. You know, we all wear masks.
Mm.
But when you really find out who you are, it's such a power in being you.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there's a freedom that you've never known or ever felt in your life.
And once you taste that freedom,
oh, yes.
You don't want to let it go.
No.
Well,
and
we have
nothing
to,
like it.
Well, we're going to come back in just a minute. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Deborah O'Brien. We have to take a quick break. She is the author of Bliss Behind the Mask. It seems like a very quick read, and I want to ask about your writing style when we come back. So I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When was the last time you had a massage? KK's Massage can help you if you are experiencing lower back or neck pain. At KK's Massage in Plymouth, you can reduce your stress, sore muscles, and strengthen your health and well-being with a therapeutic massage. Help your body recover so you can move and feel better at KK's Massage. You can achieve optimum health and wellness with a KK's Massage membership program too. KK's Massage, formerly in Kingston, is now at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth. Visit KKSMassage.com today.
What if you could be a leader, be more health conscious, and provide a safer and cleaner environment for your family all at the same time? Bonnie Templeman has been with Shackley for over 30 proud years, and she can help you attain a healthy lifestyle and build an environmentally friendly team. Shackley stands by their exceptional product line, and they stand by you. Contact Bonnie at btempleman.com to get started on a better path of health and well-being and become the leader you've always dreamed of being. Visit btempleman.com today. Come embrace one change today.
Discovery, stirring me.
listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Deborah O'Brien. She's the author of Bliss Behind the Mask. And I really want to say this last line from the song, why the gift you've been given makes life worth living. Heaven only knows. We all have a gift.
Yes.
We're all here. We all have a gift. And if you don't know what your gift is and you're listening, what do you love?
Uh-huh.
Right? What do you love? And that's your gift today. And that's your life purpose. And just keep building on that.
Yes.
Because I didn't know what my life purpose was. But as I sit here today, I know that I've been living my life purpose for years. And I've just been building upon it and building upon it. And now you know what your life purpose is.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. No question. Now, I said we're going to talk about your writing style when we come back. It's going to be a quick segment. So I just want to read a couple of excerpts from the book that really struck me and grabbed me. I was only 3 years old, but I was already good at stuffing things. I was getting good at lying, too. The truth always got stuck in my throat, but the lies always came tumbling out. Oh, my God, that was so powerful. Whenever alcohol was involved, the gory details of your horrible birth became the topic of conversation. So these are pretty powerful statements that you'll read in the book right from the get-go, from the beginning. How do you sort of describe your writing style?
Well, you know, I just write raw and candid. I didn't sugarcoat anything. I just said it like it was.
Yeah.
I had to be honest.
Mm. In a very delightful way.
Well, thank you.
It's, you know, it's you're delightful here anyway. But you really, you're touching on a subject that's a really tough subject, but you're sharing it in such a, it's a really honest and vulnerable.
Yes.
It's a very vulnerable way, I think.
But, you know, I want people that are suffering and that are in the despair that I was in to know that I was there with them and, you know, I know what it's like. Because when I was crawling in the dirt on my way to the package store, you know, I was at the lowest part of my life, just crawling up the street because I couldn't walk. Because I was doubling over in pain from the esophagus burning.
Oh.
You know, I just want people to know I can relate with them. I'm not like a supermodel today.
Yeah.
I am
well,
just
you're
a regular
beautiful.
Person.
You're beautiful inside and out. You're sharing everything from the heart. And you really were crawling in the dirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing that you're here today.
I know.
So every year you are just so grateful.
Oh, yes.
I know you.
Every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Every moment, every morning I wake up just bursting with gratitude.
Now, what I read in your book or on your website, I can't remember, your flaws became your strength.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I was so obsessive, compulsive about how I could get my next drink. And how I could get the next bottle of wine. I would spend all day finding ways to get the alcohol I needed. It became a full-time job.
Oh.
So when I got sober, that obsessive compulsiveness came in kind of handy.
Because you used it for the organizing.
I became a great organizer.
Oh, my God.
And later on, I became a fabulous decorator because I had such an eye for detail.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And what do you, I want to ask you, what do you say about laughter?
Oh, I always say laughter is the best medicine because it rises your vibrations. And just laugh. If you just feel yourself laugh, you can feel your vibrations come up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we connect when we laugh, too.
Yeah.
People connect. And that's what we're here on Earth to do, is connect with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you believe is the most important thing to remember when you choose sobriety?
The most important thing in that choice is that you're going to choose to live.
Mm.
And your life will be very blissful.
Yeah.
Because you're born with that. That's your birthright.
Mm-hmm.
You're born with bliss.
Mm.
And we've lost it. you know, over the years, you lose it. But when you choose to be sober, you can embrace your bliss.
Mm. And everything is a choice.
Yes.
So we need to be quiet and still, listen, breathe, and acknowledge the thoughts that come in your head, let them go, and then make the right choices.
Yes.
Make the better choices, not whether they're right or wrong. Make better choices for you because we need you.
Right.
We need you on the planet. Everyone needs you. And even if they don't say it, oh, I'm going to cry right now. Even if they don't say it, they do need you.
Yes, they do.
They don't know how to say it. Uh-huh. Maybe they're emotionally crippled.
Right.
Maybe they don't know how to tell you, but they do need you. Oh my God, I'm getting emotional. Oh, jeez. Let's ask another question. We got to go. We're almost out of time. Do you want to add anything else?
Well, the most important thing today I say to everyone, whether you're addicted or not, is to try to live in the present moment. Mm. Everyone is way too busy.
Thinking about the future.
You know, try simple little steps. Try to empty the dishwasher without talking on the phone. Or if you talk on the phone, try to sit down and listen to the person you're speaking with and not try to do five other things while you do it. Yeah, you know, if you just slow down a little bit, you'd be amazed at how much more time you would have. We waste a lot of time trying to do everything all at once, and we don't get a lot done because we make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
So my advice to anyone is to try
and slow down.
Slow down and enjoy your life.
Mm. Smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for being here. From the moment we had our first conversation, I love you dearly. I know we're going to be great friends. We are out of time today, though. You can find Deborah's book anywhere online, but you can go to unveilingyourself.com. She is the author of Bliss Behind the Mask. Deborah O'Brien, thank you again for being here. We are out of time. I want to thank you for listening. You can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com for more information. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.